أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought about a realistic example of one that is on hidayat and guidance. He's like a person that walks in a normal way on his feet, on his legs, and that person that is deviated is like one that is trying to walk on his face, and that will be the reality of this example in the hereafter. Allah has given us senses, Allah has created us for us to recognize Allah and to be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah ta'ala has given us this life in this world, He's brought us into this earth, and we do not get stuck into this earth and forget the life hereafter, because وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, we are going to be assembled in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Here in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again focuses on the disbelievers, the kind of arrogance that they had, their stubbornness, and together with all of that, their simple disbelief in the realities of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This ayat is replete in the Quran in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their questioning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a sense of arrogance, a sense of denial, a sense of stubbornness, a sense of mockery. That they would ask Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you're speaking about this qiyamah, standing in front of Allah, standing in front of Allah, this hisab and kitab and the return, and you speak about it so much. So they used to say, mata hadal wa'd, when is this promise going to come true? In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful, then tell us, when is this qiyamah? But it wasn't with a sense of wanting to prepare. It wasn't with a sense of wanting to believe. Now ulama have written that here in this question, there was a lot of disbelief that comes out of the disbelievers of the kuffar. One is that they didn't believe at all that there is going to be any kind of hisab kitab. They didn't believe, number two, that when a person dies, he's buried or he's left on the ground or whatever, and then his body decomposes, his bones decompose. How is it possible for all of that to be resurrected once again, to be reconstructed once again? They didn't believe in that. They didn't believe that this whole world will be destroyed, this whole world will be absolutely terminated. There will be nothing left of this earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a new ground and a new sky, such a ground and such a sky, a ground on which there was no sins committed, a sky under which no sins will be committed, and then the hisab and kitab. So they didn't believe it. They didn't believe in all the different passages that a person goes through, stages that a person goes through, the life of the qabr, the life of hashar, the intermediate period. They didn't believe in all of that. And over and above that, they didn't believe our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he spoke about it. They didn't believe the Quran when the Quran spoke about it. Hence, they didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one point of introspection for us is that we have iman in akhirat. We have iman that it is going to happen, but we need to have that yaqeen. Every second of our lives, every breath we take, every word we say, every step we move forward, let us just remember that there is akhirat, there is hisab, there is kitab, and the standing in front of Allah is inevitable. None of us can escape it. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge is none but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah has the knowledge of when Qiyamah is going to come. My responsibility, the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana nadhirun mubin. I am a manifest, I am a clear, I am an open warner. I will warn you about Qiyamah. I will tell you about the signs of Qiyamah. I will tell you what is going to happen on Qiyamah as Allah had informed me. Allah Ta'ala had given me some of this knowledge, and as Allah informs me, I will inform you. I cannot tell you more than what Allah has informed me. So I will give you these signs of the day of Qiyamah, the major, the minor, whatever it may be. However, more than that, when it will happen, that knowledge lies only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا رَأُوهُ زُلْفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they see it at hand, زُلْفَةً, when they see it right there, when they're right there on Qiyamah. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word زُلْفَةً to show immediate, it will just happen very suddenly, كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. In another place in the Quran, it is like the twinkling of the eye, or even closer than one can twinkle one's eye. It will just happen that Qiyamah is there. And suddenly what will happen? Allah says, سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The faces of those who disbelieved will be disfigured. There will be a lot of worry and concern, because can we also just imagine this? Just bring your imagination to the fact that we are going to stand up one day, and when we all just stand up, everybody is unclothed, naked. We are going to be driven by the angels. We are going to be led by the angels. We are going to come to this hashar, that extreme heat. The sun is beating down our heads just about a mile away, and there is absolutely no cloud cover to cover us from all of that. Perspiration will start, the whole of mankind, and then we're going to see the different phenomena of the scale, the mizan, that the Quran Sharif speaks about. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, the concept of hisab and kitab, the concept of standing in front of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala telling us and informing us of our deeds, and then jahannam, pul sirat, all of that. See at wujuhul ladina kafaru, their faces will be absolutely disfigured. Now Allah has given us all this knowledge that it is going to happen. We have iman. Let us try and reinforce that yaqeen. That is why we read the surah every night, so that we can reinforce, we can introspect, and we can think about this whole phenomena of the hereafter. وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. In this world you had been demanding, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدِ, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدِ, when is this qiyamah? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be said to them that this is what you had been demanding. You have placed an order. When is this going to come? We are looking forward to it. You mocked my Nabi. You didn't believe in all of it. Now when the reality is dawn upon you and really you see it, it will be said to them that this is your demand, that demand that you made in the courts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala give us that kind of iman and yaqeen in all the different aspects of our imaniyat, and most especially the realities of the shortness of this life, the reality of qabr, the reality of hashar, standing in the courts of Allah, accountability and all of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforce that into our hearts and into our minds. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq.